Okay.
Hi, Jason. Jason, my name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist here. You're just speaking with Ruby. She must have done something right if you still want to speak with me, right?
Yeah, mainly I just wanted to see some prices. We've talked to people before to help with listings, but it's just so high, it's not we're not in the position right now to do those. So.
Okay. It might be more affordable than you think, and it's actually my job to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. It is a month-to-month service, so we definitely want to get your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Your success would be our success, and you do actually qualify, at least for us, you qualify as a younger company, a newer business. So that's reduced pricing. It's not like an introductory rate. It would never balloon up on you. It's just to make it more affordable for younger companies. It is, like I said, month to month, but most of our clients do keep the service because it does work. You know, we've been in business ourselves since 2004. I've been with the company for over 11 years. So you would be in good hands. And of course, our business model is making it affordable enough so that you see the success and, you know, you keep it on your own. And you'd be looking at actually a little more than 50% off. I think the Platinum package would be perfect for you. It is going to help us to easily cover your entire service area. You do travel, you know, a little bit, you know, for the right jobs, residential and commercial. And it's not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There'd be Facebook ads as well. All of it designed to get your website out there in front of more people. Now, 50% off of the cost of that Platinum package is listed on our website would drop $599 a month down to just $299. And the $299 is an all-inclusive amount, so you're not paying on top of that for lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. Our job is to have your business be one of those options when people in your service area are looking for someone who does what you do. Now, are you using Angie's right now? Are you paying for the leads?
Yeah, I am.
You are. Okay. How do you like that service overall?
Not very well. So most of the leads they send me, I try to call back as soon as I get a call.
Right.
And most of the time the people do not answer the phone and then they still charge me.
Yeah, the problem with that or like Thumbtack or any of those similar lead-based services is that they are shared leads. So every lead that you get does get sent and sold to three or four or six of your competitors. Sometimes they get the lead, you know, a day before you do. By the time you try to call it, even if you call it as soon as you get it, they may not be answering the phone. They may have scheduled it with somebody else. So that's always a drawback when it's a shared system, a shared lead system. This is different in every way. I mean, we're not going to be working with your competitors because we're Google partners. We have to work with just one business at a time per area and industry. And our job is to get your phone ringing. Their job is to sell you leads and hope that you keep the service if you get enough work. But, you know, with us, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. It's $299 a month. And like I said, it is month to month. It is our job to make sure that you get the phone calls, and from there, you know, you have to answer the phone. But you'd have a very detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just track the success. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You know, it is a tax write-off. A lot of business owners are investing in advertising right now, even just to take the tax write-off. But, you know, you'll be able to see exactly how well the service is working. Now, it is month to month, and it is that flat rate. Like I said, it's the lowest rate we offer to the public, but it is not going to go up on you. It's not a, you know, bait and switch kind of thing. You're not going to see it balloon up on you later on. It's just $299 is an out-the-door cost, all-inclusive, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial. Now, it is also a month-to-month service, meaning that you can pause it, you know, and you may want to do that even in a couple of months when things start to slow down for you. But being that it is month-to-month and designed to get that website in front of more eyes, that flat rate reduced down to $299, is that something you might want to try out and have us earn your business?
So I would be willing to try it for 1 month.
That's all we would really be asking for you. I mean, it is actually it's month to month no contract, completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Like I said, you can also pause it. Now, obviously, the number that we are speaking on is the number on your website, so it's a good number for your customers to call. And, Jason, would it be the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes. Yep, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Is it also a smartphone? Can you receive a text message?
Yep. Yeah, sure can.
Most of the time, your customers are just going to call you. For us, though, we may call you or text you. For longer pieces of information, we may email things out to you, especially if we want you to have it for your records. I was looking on the website for an actual email, and the jason.shieldpc@gmail.com, is that the best one?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I guess I wanted to just clarify here, the business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, residential or commercial. There's not like a physical address that you would want your customers to see, right? No showroom or brick-and-mortar location. Yeah. The reason that I asked
is... No, it's just really store chemicals.
And, you know, Google expects it to be that way. You're providing a service. They don't expect you to have like a physical location. The Angie's, though, has an address, which is probably your home address, the 14028 East Osage Nation Road.
Yes. I've tried to get all of them to take it off.
Of course.
And I haven't been able to get them to take it off yet. I need to call them back.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think they told me I needed an address, but it wouldn't be public. And then I just realized one day that it was on there.
It is on there. It's on there for everyone to see, and it's crazy that they do that. You know, Google won't do that for the exact reason that they don't want someone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you won't have that physical street address listed in connection to your listing. And then, Jason, what is your last name?
It's Mosher, M-O-S-H-E-R.
M-O-S-H-E-R. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will call you to kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here in the notes. We'll want to know things like mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto. You know, some of it helps us to promote your business and make sure you're getting the right types of phone calls. Some of it is just required by Google, just to make sure everything is compliant, you know, how long you've been in business, how many employees you have, and things like that. But it's really just basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. Before I do get to that voice verification, Jason, that initial investment of just $299, was that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
So I think it's MasterCard. That's what I was going to tell you. So I'm at a different office right now, and my business card is at my home office.
Okay.
Is it possible for you guys to give me a call tomorrow? I still work one day a week somewhere else because my business isn't quite full-time yet.
Oh.
So I'm there today, but if you could give me a call tomorrow, I'll have access to my card and we could set all that up.
So we could definitely do that. I mean, obviously, and there's not a different card that you would want to use just for this initial payment and then change it later on?
No, I'd rather take it out of my business account.
Business account, sure. And, well, it's still pretty early in the day. I don't know if you're able to get that information or have someone get that information to you before you.
So I leave here at 5. What would you guys still be?
Well, I'd actually be in the office today until probably 5:30 or 6. So I could give you a call around 5:30. I mean, how long is it going to take you to get home?
By 5:30, I should be home. Yeah,
5:30?
I should be there by then, too. So if you need to call then, I have access to my card and stuff by then.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll still be in the office until, you know, about 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I'll give you a call around 5:30. I'll need about 5 minutes of your time. In fact, if I can right now, I can do the voice verification. That'll save us time later on.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I have to do it before I process that payment anyway. So let me get it pulled up real quick here. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
It's Shield Pest Control Services, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that with the LLC. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jason Mosier, owner.
Okay. Mr. Mosier, as the owner of Shield Pest Control Services, LLC, Jason, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And then for the billing information that you will be providing later for our services, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, correct.
Real quick here, Jason, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Mosier, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Yep. Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There's actually no direct conflict there, whether you keep it or don't. You know, they don't conflict with being on the first page of Google. The reason we ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for you, all the additional directories and destinations. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then, of course, equally or even more important, right down to the LLC, is that we make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you wouldn't need to. We're just saying, though, if you decide to hire someone who you think would also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But like I said, if anything new comes along that you're aware of, just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving the setup fee, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, would be charged today's date, the 10th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Of course, Jason, that means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. Like I said, if you get more work you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, And of course, it may be necessary or preferable to pause the service seasonally. And of course, you can do that just by contacting our client support team. Mr. Mosier, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jason, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Mosier, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. When I give you a call back at 5:30, we'll get everything set up and squared away. We'll take a look at what's available for that client interview. One last thing that I can do here is just the security question and answer. Just a little bit more protection for you and for us as well, just to make sure that if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Shield Pest Control Services, LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to clarify and verify the answer to the question. And especially about a week or so from now when your online presence is increasing for customers to see and call you, if you do happen to get phone calls from anybody claiming to be Google or even if they say Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question unprompted. If they couldn't do that or give you that information within a minute or so, then it wouldn't be us and you shouldn't entertain that phone call. And especially if someone ever calls you and asks you or tells you you need more money, you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us. Do not entertain that phone call. Just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was just now recorded and attached to your account for your protection, and it clearly states that those once a month on the 10th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. So your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Sugar.
Sugar, okay. Got to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. I will call you at 5:30. I'll need maybe 5 minutes of your time then, and we'll get you off the phone pretty quick and schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Real pleasure, Jason, speaking with you. Looking forward to speaking with you in a couple hours here. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.